From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday on his final day at the Paris Climate Change Summit. They are expected to discuss the fight against Islamic State, as well as the controversy over the Russian plane shot down by Turkish forces last week in Turkey's airspace. On Monday, Obama urged world leaders to rise to the moment at the UN Climate Summit. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also issued a call for action.
The time for brinksmanship is over. Let us build a durable climate regime with a clear rule of the road that all countries can agree to follow.
The leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. French President François Hollande has warned of obstacles for the summit in reaching a compulsory deal in Paris, including the legality of an accord, financing for poorer countries, and monitoring of countries' pledges to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Representatives of the United States, South Korea, and Japan are set to meet in Washington this week for talks on the North Korean nuclear issue. A South Korean official says the envoys are expected to discuss the security situation in the Korean Peninsula and review ways to revive diplomatic efforts toward resolving a deadlock over North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. Burkina Faso's former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore is the winner of the country's presidential election with more than half the vote. Kabore becomes the West African nation's first new president in decades. In a speech after the results were announced, Kabore vowed to get to work immediately. Kabore served during the administration of former President Blaise Compaoré, who was ousted in a 2014 coup.